Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf's Daf and Practice series. This past Pesach, there was actually a very interesting question. There was someone whose child had a certain condition and had to really eat a certain food. And he thought that the only alternative that he had would be chametz. Now, it turns out, Baruch Hashem, we worked it out, it wasn't a problem. But assuming that would be the case, there was someone who has a medical condition and it's required, it seems even pikuach nefesh, that they would have to eat chametz on Pesach. What are you supposed to do? So obviously, we're all familiar, pikuach nefesh is docha, you're allowed to eat the chametz. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tuf Nun discusses that you shouldn't keep the chametz in your house. You should never acquire that chametz, because aside from the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, there's a prohibition of owning and having in your possession chametz on Pesach, therefore you should leave the chametz in a non-Jew's rishus. Not only should you leave it in non-Jew's rishus, it's really best for the non-Jew to feed the person so that you never need to attain ownership of the chametz. And there are different stages, and if you can't do that, what should you do? If you can't do that, what should you do? It's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. But there's another point that comes up within that context. They reference another Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Mem Vav, in Sif Gimel, that says that you shouldn't touch chametz on Pesach. You shouldn't touch chametz on Pesach. Why? Because there's a concern that you're going to eat the chametz. And even if you have to feed the child, you should do as much as you can to avoid, limit your contact to chametz as much as possible. But if you look in Siman Tuf Resh Yud Beis, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Ramah writes, Mutter Liga B'Yom Kippur Ba'ochlin U'mashkin V'litin L'ktanim. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. But says the Ramah, you're allowed to touch food and drink in order to feed children on Yom Kippur. V'lo chashinim shi'ochol yishtem miga. And there isn't this concern that you're going to come to eat or drink the food on Yom Kippur. And the poskim, coming from the Chumash Hadashim, point out, what's the distinction, what is the difference between Yom Kippur and Pesach? There are multiple svaris, multiple reasonings that they suggest. On one hand, on chametz, you eat other foods. You're eating other foods. So therefore, since you're eating other food, there's a concern that you're going to come to eat the chametz. And furthermore, they say that on Yom Kippur, Emes Hadin, it's Yom Kippur after all. It's likely that you're going to pay attention and you're not going to do something wrong and you're not going to come to eat on Yom Kippur itself. Now, there's a Gemara in today's daf. Yom Daf Yud Dalet. And the context is, in Onein, and Onein is not allowed to eat kachim. Midoraisa, it's a pasuk in Torah, lo sochal ba'oni mimenu, a kohen is not allowed to eat kachim when he is in onen, the day that he had one of the seven relatives, one of the immediate relatives that passes away, he's in onen, you're not allowed to eat kachim, and there's a concern the Gemara discusses, perhaps if you're Ovid in the Beis HaMikdash, if you're busy with kachim, you may come to eat it. The Gemara makes a distinction. Why is that when on Yom Kippur we don't have that concern? Says the Gemara, because on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat anything at all the whole day, and no one's eating anything. If no one's eating anything, again, a similarity of this svara that we find to make that distinction, when you're feeding, there isn't a problem. Just to end off, there's an interesting Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, he says that even when you have to feed a child on Pesach, even if you have to feed a child on Pesach, you should have someone else there with you, like a shomer, in order to watch over you. We don't have that halacha when it comes to Yom Kippur as well. Again, this idea, because no one's eating, you can't eat anything, you have emes hadin, there are all these reasons in play why Yom Kippur, we don't have all these concerns when you interact with food.